Gross mouth. Oh, wait. The previous one, I really, a little tired, slipped away into some other topic, but can be used for, what is it? I forgot, maybe POL somewhere. But the point is, what I wanted to say was that yes, people, it's lives of just ordinary people who do not have, seem to have spectacular lives. If you look into each and every one's life, you find a fascinating, wonderfully rich story. And should we be able to look at our lives, life after life, which I had the privilege of being part of doing when I worked with hypnotherapy and we did previous life regressions. Then we will see that, wow. And then that the cosmos, that's what we call the cosmos, and which the materialists have put there as a picture in our mind, as a material space with material objects in it. And there, somewhere down there, on one of those specks, are some other material objects called humans, whose lives are ultimately in this big, big space, almost nothing. But this cosmology we are describing in this book, on this channel, again, is the living cosmos. And if you look at the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Purana, it is also describing the living cosmos. It's describing dynasties, details, dynasties of important persons, and how those dynasties are going all the way back to God. I mean, significant dynasties, right? Can be traced all the way back to God, when God appeared here on this planet in some incarnation. So again, if you look at the cosmos there of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is to be found all over the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Purana, it's exactly about this. Not about the object in space, but of living persons, living beings, living individuals, characters, personalities, each one with their own amazing story and journey to tell about, write about. Now, can a cosmology describe the cosmos from this point of view as the collective life of the cosmos? Are we allowed to call it cosmology? Cosmology is about space and planets and galaxies and stars, isn't it? Well, you tell me.